Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn the Flama Dal of Masechta Bava Metzia. Some of the topics we learn about include a continuation of the Mishnah's halacha of Shilem v'Leratz Lishava, Misham Tashlumi Kefil, L'Misha Pekadin Etzlai. If the Shemer voluntarily paid for the Pekadin rather than swear to be exempt, and then the Ganav was discovered, the Shemer gets back the Karen that he paid, and he also gets the additional Kefil on Dal Vehei, because as the Gemara explains, the owner grants the kefil and dal vehei to the shemer for his generosity in paying for the pekadin. Rabbi Yechonon's halacha of kivin she'ama harein mishalem afa pi shalei shilim b'ayla makni lekfeila. As soon as the shemer only committed to pay for the pekadin, even if he did not actually pay yet, the owner grants him the kefil because the shemer did not put off the owner with a shvua. Rav Papa's halacha regarding shemer chinam, a voluntary guardian, and shemer sachar, a paid guardian. Kivin Shamer Peshati Machna Le Kefela. As soon as the Shemer only admitted to his guilt, the owner grants him the Kefel. The Machlik is regarding Shayel, a borrower who makes a commitment to pay or admits to his guilt. Does he get the Kefel or not? The question whether if the owner, the Shemer, or both were no longer alive, do the heirs of the Shemer get the Kefel or not? The question is in whether one makes a partial payment, does he get a partial Kefel or not? Rav Huna's halacha of mashbiin is a shvua she'in the brishusai. Even if the shemer pays for the pekadin, he must also swear that the pekadin is not in his possession, because cheshin and shema ain't of nasin ba. There is a concern that the shemer still has the pekadin and he paid the owner because he wants to keep it for himself. The Gemara's question in Rav Huna from a Mishnah in Masechta Shvuos regarding hamalves chaver al hamashkin ve'aver hamashkin. The person lent someone money and he took an item from the borrower for security, and then the item was lost.